It's the most wonderful time of the year, and that's why the washing machine broke down, but we don't let that quench our joy. We'll go through the adventure of fixing it, and we'll end in song on this very special Christmas edition, episode 13 of Scott Ott Podcast. I want to start off with something personal, though, because this show allows me to do something that I can't do. You know, some of you know me from PJTV, and these, you know, the members-only episodes of Trifecta on PJTV have some of the personal stuff. But in general, we're talking about issues. We're talking about political stuff. We're talking about electoral stuff and stuff that's in the news. So I don't get a chance to dwell on that. So today, because I work at home, I can do laundry. Like, instead of most people take a cigarette break or a snack break or whatever, I can just go throw in a load of laundry. Today, I go downstairs and open up the lid of the washing machine because I didn't hear it doing anything. So I figured it must be done. I open up the lid of the washing machine and look in, and it's full of water, like soapy-ish water and laundry. And it's all just sitting there like laundry in the tub of a washing machine that's wet and watery. Boy, I have a vivid, man, those years of reading Reader's Digest toward more picturesque speech have really given me a vivid sense of language and the power of story. Did you notice the way I conveyed that with metaphor and simile and similac and all that kind of stuff that I really didn't pay attention to? So anyway, so I find the laundry machine is just sopping, full of sopping laundry and a lot of water. You know, I don't know how much that holds, but it's a lot. And so I crank the little knob around a little bit. I'm trying to make it work again. And every once in a while, I crank it around to a place and it kicks on and it starts running again. And I think, oh, well, this is good news. But then it gets to, you know, the timer ticks around and it gets to this place and it just stops working again. So I call up, oddly enough, I call the people at Whirlpool. It's a Whirlpool washing machine. And they get the serial number and they go, oh, wow, how old is this machine? I said, well, I don't think it's very old. I mean, it looks beautiful. It's in great condition. It's been well cared for. And we bought it at like a yard sale. And so they said, according to this serial number, this machine was built in January of 2002. I'm like, really? Man, that looks good for that. Anyway, they try to troubleshoot it with me, and guess what they do with a washing machine? You ever call in for tech support on your computer, and what's the first thing they tell you to do? Why don't you reboot that thing? Because it's got to reset, and we're going to change the PRAM, and you got to hold three keys down while you reboot the thing. And so anyway, they essentially said, reboot the washing machine. So unplug it, which I did. We unplugged the washing machine, let it sit for a while. The tech service woman got into a conversation with me and forgot that she had told me to unplug it and that it was time to plug it back in. Eventually, I checked the breaker box. The breakers were fine. But of course, I knew that because the washing machine would agitate at certain places. So we plug it back in and it works. I crank it around to the starting position and it cranks on. But then I told her, I said, I'll call you back if we have problems. A couple minutes later, we had problems. It stopped working again. So I did a little research online and I found that it's likely to be a timer problem because it actually runs. Power's getting to it. It's not a switch problem because it works sometimes. So it's not the lid switch. And so there's a little thing that you can do where you can take apart, take the knob off the timer and kind of put it back on so it's lined up right, because it may have just jostled loose. So I do all that and it works again briefly. And then as soon as it gets to that place on the dial, it shuts off. So I know I have a timer problem. So I am expert at everything that I have never done before. And so I immediately decided I'll take this thing apart. And so I took this knob off. This is the knob that you sort of push in and pull out to turn it on and off, and you can crank it around. And then this is it goes with this thing here, which is the, let me make sure I'm not sure I'm showing that on YouTube. There we go. Okay. So it has this thing here that cranks around so you can turn it. And then with a lot more effort, I was able to take the whole timing device out. I take the whole timing device out, and this is the timing device, okay? This here, this is where the knob was, okay? This goes on right there. And this is the timing device, and it plugs in. It's got a bunch of electrical things right here. And there were plugs with like 700,000 wires coming off of it and a little plastic clip. So I pulled the plastic clip, and as I was trying to separate the plastic plug, it's like a lot of connectors in a car, and I pulled it apart, and this went flying and hit the floor, and some of the plastic tabs broke off of it. So I think, okay, well, I know I had to replace it anyway. I'll go online and find out how to replace this thing and find out how much it costs to replace that thing, because it can't be that. I mean, look at it. It's this big. It's plastic. It's not that big a deal. Okay, so I do the little search. Plus, the thing's 14 years old. I mean, that was the Stone Age. And I go and look it up, and it's $120. It's $120 to replace this plastic box. Now, for $120, inside of there, there better be like a lizard on a treadmill. I want a Flintstones mechanism in there. I want some sort of a live creature in there that's running to do something, or some sort of little gnome or something magic. It's got to be inside of this. So I'm going to, of course, once we get the new part and I install it and make sure that that was the problem, the new part, by the way, will be delivered on Christmas Eve, 2 days from now. So once I get the new part, I'm going to take this apart to find out what's inside it, because I'm just curious. I'm a guy and I want to know what's in there. So I'm going to put this over on my shelf here. That'll be Exhibit A up on the shelf of my my manlyhood. Okay, there's the knob. That's Exhibit B there, because Exhibit B was a lot easier to take off than Exhibit A. So that's it. That's the excitement here at the Ott residence in Texas. And in 2 days, you will know. By next year, by the next time I do a show, which I don't even know when that is, by the next time the Scott Ott Show comes on, we are going to, I'll give you an update to let you know. I'm hoping it works, because frankly, a lot of my clothes are now sitting in a bucket, completely soaked, and they're too wet. I guess I could wring them out, beat them on a rock on the patio or something like that, and take care of it that way. But for right now, we have no ability to wash clothing here in the traditional electrical way, with plumbing, modern plumbing and everything. This has been an interesting year. We just got done shooting Trifecta wild car segments today, which you'll see over the holiday break. And we did a couple of segments where the wild card question had to do with, what are you looking forward to next year? And what do you remember most from this year? And I don't know about you, but despite all of the stuff that you read in the news, and I spend way too much time reading the news, and despite all of what you see in politics in Washington, D.C., and how discouraging that could be, I think most of us are still essentially hopeful people and grateful people. Looking back, grateful for what's happened, even the tough stuff, realizing that all of it has gone to better us as people, to teach us, to somehow prepare us for a future. Grateful in looking back at the good times and the bad, hopeful in looking forward that tomorrow could indeed be a better day, but ultimately knowing that it's all in the Lord's hands and we don't have to worry about it. I hope that that kind of a mindset has infected you. I think it is, even if it weren't realistic, which I believe it is, but even if it weren't realistic, I believe it's tremendously useful. Now, I've never been one who says you should believe in things that aren't true just because they're useful and they'll make you feel better. I truly believe this. I truly do look back with gratitude upon my experiences of the past year, and I look forward with hopeful anticipation of the things that are to come. And then ultimately, in eternity, an abundant life beyond all that we can imagine. But if you're not thinking that way yet, I encourage you to use this holiday season to develop that kind of sense of eager anticipation, to realize, you know, what is Christmas about? This baby comes into the world to offer hope and a future for you. And so that's the forward-looking part. Looking backward it's a baby that's been promised for a long, long time. And a lot of things happened that led to the birth of this baby, some of which were not pleasant things. Some hardships happened, some tough things happened, but they all culminated in that baby's birth and the opportunity that you have, even now, to believe in the Christmas story. I mean, the whole purpose of Christmas is not just, you know, the baby came and then got some real cool bling from some kings, and it's that God stepped into human flesh, identified with you, took on your sin through his son, Jesus Christ, and gave you essentially a new Eden, recreated the world again for you, for all who believe. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide bright. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the Lord allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Scott Ott Podcast, episode 13, contains audio excerpts of Scott Ott's show, which originally streamed live on YouTube December 22nd, 2015. For more information, visit scottottshow.com. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.